Hi, this is Vishnu Chaudhary, your host on the Vishnu Show podcast. Make sure to share this episode with your friends. So today's episode is all about coming out of my shadow, gaining confidence, becoming who I am really in front of everyone. I don't really know that it come up, but it was 10 years ago. I met a nice girl on my school trip and I was so nervous and shy, didn't know how to talk to her, couldn't show up my sense of humor. I was so anxious and uncomfortable, but anyway, she became my friend, and last winter I got talked to her and she brought it up that, you know Vishnu, it's crazy how different you are now. And this planted some kind of a seed in my head, thinking of, yeah, I have grown up so much in those 10 years and it's really amazing to know how I am here today, cause it's really tough. I have always considered myself confident, but in the retrospects with Google, I am into another hall. And I would love to talk about it. It will be really interesting if we dig into that and maybe we can find something useful. Let's get started.
Ooh. Play hard, play clean.
Change.
This is called making a name for ourselves.
Confidence is something that doesn't come overnight. It's a long process. So to become actively confident has only one secret, and that is get out of your comfort zone and make that uncomfortable zone your comfortable one. You heard me right, this is the only secret. Till the time you are in your comfort zone, you can't be confident about other things. For example, you are bad at public speaking and then you say, I can't do it, it's not my cup of tea. And this is because you never speak in public about anything and share your thoughts, ideas only with a few closed ones. So you are in the comfort. And this will not be helping you to become a good public speaker. Instead, what will help you is that you go out and start speaking to a small group and then on the stage. Throw yourself into the zone you are being uncomfortable and this will be your win. Like thinking about the words before speaking and having unique opinion, this will really makes you confident person. Confidence are shown from the outside, but it is a mindset. I believe it. And it is a mindset that fears you at something and makes you underconfident, which I'm going to walk over through later in this episode. So here are things that made me a confident person. Confidence is different everywhere, from cricket to maths. I still remember when I was a child, I was confident about math sums because I was good with number, but I sucked at playing cricket as I was not knowing the entire game. I can say that the feeling of confidence at acing the math test were more joyful rather than talking about the cricket made me boring. Whenever a teacher asked a question in the grade 1, I was just giving them silence looks until the point I got to know that I would have to raise my hands and voice for it. So then I started asking questions in the class and even tries to answer first so that I was not having any fear, and this gave me so much confidence. The other thing about confidence is that you can fake it till you make it. It's okay. There was one thing I heard from someone couples of years ago, that there is no difference in the observer between a fake confidence and the real one. So when I'm in a situation where I am not confident, I just say to myself, okay Vishnu, you can pretend to become a confident one just by having a confident body language. So you can fake it till you make it. I have been around the people who did this and have succeeded. To become confident, you should take a baby step into practice until it transforms into a big one. There were times where I was so underconfident about computers that I was not even standing or sitting in front of them. I struggled with the binary conversions. It was kind of like moving the mountain, but soon I kept practicing it and knowing that what it looked like, how it works, and doing it bit by bit, I came to love to code, and now I am super confident with my codes. I have said earlier, celebrate your wins. Write down all your goals you achieved or things you are proud of or things you admire about yourself. Like you may be good at coding skills, you be making great videos, you are a great content creator, you had conversation about your future with your parents, anything that was great thing to happen. And this would be lie if you say that, no, I don't have anything of which I'm proud of. Then let me tell you are a smart, gutsy, action taker and a lot more. Write down all the positive affirmations and hear it every day. List down all the wins you had today, from making that real video or asking out your crush, anything. Social circles also affects your confidence. When you are around the people who encourages you, supports you to rise you, then this feeling will be completely different from the people who says, beta tum se na ho payega. And this might put you in a bad pool of thoughts that make you feel worse, intimidated, bad, or dumb. You want to become cool and funny in a group, but what if you are not? You will not be bringing your true self to the table, and because maybe you are thinking they are just mental. And this kind of friendships are definitely fucked up. I have been into this and it happened for the great, because this let me find a group of friends that didn't judge me. Like, this really helped me because it was then a solid foundation, because nowadays when I met new people, I talk to them. If they didn't get me, it's okay, I have my friends to lean on or even live alone. I know it's not ideal, but it gave me a sense so I can be alone and just fine, so I don't need anybody to click me. If you want to show confidence to other, then you should have to become confident from the inner first. And this is the saying that meet you the true yourself, who you are and what are your abilities and strengths, cause until you have different mindset, it's not going to happen. Suicide is the third most common cause of the death among the youth. And this is because they are underconfident and the pressure of society makes them feel more worse. If things are not in the favor, so before anything, you should be loving yourself. Now here is my point of view, that confidence breeds confidence. Tell me you wanted to start a YouTube channel, but you are thinking of, I am not good enough at camera or public speaking, my voice stutters and camera shyness. And then also you make the channel and the first video you record, after so many retakes and the cry and stress on your face, you say it's done but not anymore, you are going to do it, but soon there are people liking it, then you get some support and then you make another one with better voice and gesture, until one point you ace it and become comfortable with it. Nowadays I am confident because I just know what it is, the last few seconds of the game. I imagine the end of it. And it's not what I want. I question myself that what is on the other side of fear, that the answer always comes. Nothing. I believe that if you have a clear vision of getting somewhere, then the rest becomes easier. If you want to master public speaking, then there is one book called How to Win Friends and Influence People, must give it a read. And if you love audiobooks, give Audible a try. It has a very inspiring listen. This audiobook gives me a renewed sense of confidence. And if you haven't tried Audible by now, head to get 30-day free trial with a free audiobook. I would like to end this episode with one great quote of Mel Robbins, is that speak confidently even your voice sake. I hope you learned few great things about being confident. So now take the action and make yourself confident enough to whatever situation you like, from a good presentation skill to talking to a girl or asking few questions to teacher and not being ashamed of. I wish you luck on this journey. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you found this useful. If yes, please share this with your friend and make sure to hit that follow button. See you on the next week. Till then, this is Vishnu Chaudhary signing off.